How much money Alaska's public schools will get from the state is up in the air. That's after lawmakers fell one vote short of overriding Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto of a funding boost and reform package. The Republican-led House majority says they're working on another deal, but the bipartisan supermajority in the Senate says there's not much room left for compromise. So, what's next? For that, we turn to Alaska Public Media state government reporter Eric Stone, who joins us now. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Wesley.
So, I know Governor Dunleavy said he's ready to move on to addressing energy issues. So, are lawmakers throwing up their hands and moving on?
Well, not yet. They are moving some energy proposals, but Republican House Speaker Kathy Tilton says they're able to walk and chew gum at the same time, so to speak. She says there are about 24 education bills pending, and one that's drawing some attention is called House Bill 392. It's backed by House Resources Chair Rep. Tom McKay from Anchorage. He's a Republican who voted against the override.
Our decision was to offer an alternative, to offer an option, so that when folks came in to vote on the veto override, they could have some comfort to know that there's another education spending bill, a policy bill in the Education Committee, HB 392, that they could look to solve the problem of needing more policy in the bill and maintaining a high BSA.
And I got to tell you, I'm a little puzzled by this bill. It's almost exactly the same bill as the one that Dunleavy vetoed, plus the governor's plan for teacher bonuses of $5,000 to $15,000 per year. Tilton also spotlighted a bill in the House Education Committee that would allow the State Board of Education, appointed by the governor, to directly authorize new charter schools. Now, those two items, state-authorized charter schools and teacher bonuses, are what the governor called on lawmakers to pass when he issued his veto threat. It puts them on a collision course with the Senate.
And where is the Senate on all of this?
Well, it's safe to say that the senators who voted to override the veto are not happy. Senator Jesse Bjorkman, a Nikiski Republican, says funding outside the formula, the one-time funding that's been common in recent years, is inefficient. Basically, he's saying that if you give one-time money, schools are going to spend it on one-time things. Computers, TVs, that kind of thing. Not more teachers and aides to reduce class sizes and, you know, make teaching more effective. Basically, you don't have to pay a TV a salary every year, so it makes sense to buy it with one-time money. Senate President Gary Stevens, he's a Kodiak Republican. He says the supermajority made up of all but three senators is still committed to finding some way forward. But he's saying, more or less, you break it, you fix it.
20 majority legislators in the House were able to kill the overriding of the governor's veto. That's only one third of the legislature. The onus is now on them, I believe, on the House to send us meaningful legislation.
But the Senate's lead negotiator, that's Senator Bill Wielkowski, an Anchorage Democrat, he's saying there's not much room left for compromise, especially on the charter school issue.
So why do they say there may not be room for compromise? What are the major sticking points?
Well, basically, they're saying they've given a lot already. So the bill that passed the House and Senate but was vetoed, that would have created a new dedicated position within the Education Department to help parents and districts create new charter schools and a new appeals process for charters that get shut down. And Wielkowski said he offered more concessions during negotiations over the veto, basically shortening the time it takes to get a new charter school approved. He called it a compromise to the compromise to the compromise. But he says the governor's proposal could allow a school district to be forced to fund and operate a charter school it doesn't approve of. And for Wielkowski and for most of the Senate, that's non-negotiable.
The line was state charter schools. The line was the state doing that, perhaps against the local community's wishes. And that was a line that many people just couldn't cross.
As for the bonus proposal, he said the $60 million a year program would be an expensive experiment that hasn't really been tested.
Okay, so if both the Senate and the governor see those as red lines, that's not great news for people who want to see a long-term funding boost for schools.
Now, not everyone in the Senate thinks those are necessarily red lines. Senator Shelley Hughes is a Palmer Republican who's one of only three senators not in the majority caucus, and she's skeptical of the claim that allowing the state to authorize charter schools would put the state and local districts at odds. But even so, she suggests giving universities or local governments the power to charter new schools. That could be a compromise. And on the teacher bonuses, Hughes says there's room for compromise there, too.
So I think there are different ways to structure that teacher incentive payment. I think the governor's three-year plan, I personally don't agree with that. I think it should be spread out over more years.
So instead of offering bonuses in years 1, 2, and 3, maybe years 2, 4, and 6, or 3, 6, and 9, and maybe tying it to signing new contracts for the following year to make sure people don't just take the money and run. But the way things are going, it's not clear to me that we'll get any sort of new compromise anytime soon.
All right. Well, that was Alaska Public Media's state government reporter, Eric Stone. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.